Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you just heard this during the break, right as we teed up the show here, friends. Today's conservatives promoting the wicked and their agenda, how they're rewarding themselves. You just heard how Elton John just won all these Disney awards. Isn't that crazy? I want to make sure that you understand. This first started in the church, and I'll get to that in a moment. But since I just heard that, it kind of coincided perfect with what I was going to share with you as I am right now. And it's interesting that he's winning all of these Disney awards. Anybody paying attention? Elton John winning all of these Disney awards. We just highlighted the fact that Disney was just busted again in a child sexting ring. This is time and time again, Disney has been busted with employees for downloading child pornography or child trafficking. So as you understand, on social media platforms, I'm going to show you this right now, so you can understand who Elton John is. And how you can see that they're at war with God and His creation, you're going to understand perfectly. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, subscribe to SOL Radio Live or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. What do you see, friends? Here's a picture of Elton John, a sodomite, with his husband and two children. This is over in the UK, of course. But over here in America, they're making sure that they are awarding him. By the way, this will help you also understand why people are just leaving in droves all of these awards. Because, and I'm talking about to musicians, I'm talking about to actors. Folks, people are sick and tired of it. They know it's all bought and paid for. It truly is. It truly is. This picture right here says 1,000 different things, doesn't it? Why in America, where the crime is condemned, sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism, whatever they want to call it, folks, Leviticus 18:22, why is the America that we now live in, why are they giving him awards? Because they're trying to normalize European crimes. So they can rule arbitrarily, because if they can demoralize you, guess what? They can control you. But let me go back to this, because I want you to see the correlation here. And this is where I was going to originally pick up on the show here today. Do you see this? You know how I continuously highlight the fact that if the church fails to be the moral compass of society, everything else is going to go? Look at this. This is MTV taking a self-professed Christian rapper dressed as a woman with a Bible and a crucifix on the top of it. And he's going to receive an award. Christian rapper. Okay? Christian rapper defends criticism of Lil Nas X, calls for peer rebuke. Of course. But folks, as I'm highlighting right now, it first starts with the church. Do you guys remember, back in, let me say, 2019, November 23rd? Do you remember how I did a piece on celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture, like Brian Head Welsh? And, you know, they can go ahead and call themselves Christians all they want. Look what they're doing. Okay? The Bible's clear, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That doesn't apply to them. Alice Cooper's another one. Folks, that's a lack of Christianity. I don't care what he says. I'll tell you what, his actions on tour speak loud and clear. He's dressed up as a witch, beheading, playing the Mongol. It's ridiculous. And to suggest that because they say they're Christians, they must be. No, Scripture speaks louder than their actions, friends. And I'm talking about the fact that it condemns what they exhibit. And what they're exhibiting, again, is a lack of Christianity. Lauren Daigle is another one in the Christian scene. She says she's got too many friends that are homosexual. She loves them too much, so she withholds the word of God. See, the law condemns, the gospel justifies to believers. So what she's saying is, I love them so much, I'm just going to withhold the word of God that condemns their sin. In other words, I'm going to withhold the law that actually gives them a knowledge of their sin, Romans 3:20, to give them the opportunity to repent for breaking God's law, Acts 20, verse 21. I mean, after all, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right? Now, I'm going to love them to Jesus. No, I'm going to love them to Jesus, too, by showing them their sin, just like in Luke 15, when the prodigal son came to himself and realized that he sinned before heaven, and then his father. And then his father. See, that's the proper scriptural method and process. But if you remember right, also, I also took the time during the same article back in 2019, November 23rd, I also highlighted the fact that during the 80s and the 90s, and this we all know, folks, there's a lot more to this ministry than you may know. I was a part of a band. I'm the drummer for Junkyard Prophet. We got second best unsigned band after a year and a half. After our first show, there was another band called POD that was out for 2 years. We got second best unsigned band to a POD after one show, which all you the well know that they became MTV's darling, right? Well, with that, I seen firsthand the lack of Christianity in the music scene, in the Christian scene. Many of them were using the cross to cross over into the secular scene. They were no more Christians than the devil is, okay? They just wanted to use the Lord to use it as a stepping stone to get across. Chris, just hang on a second. I got her face right in front of me, and she was huge. She used the yep. Okay, come on. My wife is here. She'd know right away. Here it is. Amy Grant. Amy Grant's another one. Amy Grant, remember how she just used the Christian scene as a stepping stone? Now she's coming out as an advocate for the gay agenda. Well, remember back in the 80s and in the 90s, friends, I warned the people that, folks, these are not Christians. This is a club of losers, underachievers. That's what this is, okay? We're supposed to rise to the level of expectation, and that's in Christ, not outside of Christ. So I'm going to make some points here, but that intro kind of set me off to go the direction that we're going, and now I'm back on track, and I'm going to pick up on the other side, and I'm going to name some names on the other side so you can understand that in the 80s and the 90s, the said Christian scene was already promoting the sodomites and the lesbians within the scene. They just withheld that information. But if you had discernment, they could go ahead and withhold it from your eyes all that they want to. You already knew. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you had to know that this was going on. I mean, Christian rapper Bryson Gray has defended his criticism of Little Nas X, urging Christians to rebuke the 24-year-old openly gay rapper for what he considers to be the mockery of Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, that's a conjecture. That's a walking contradiction. This is what you would call an abomination in the sight of God. Hey, folks, Scripture was given to change the culture. It's not the culture that's going to change the Scripture. You have it completely backwards. This all started out over the last segment when the mainstream media, of course, took this and rubbed it in your face once again. That which is lawlessness, it's a felony in this country, in every state. How they are advocating the agenda by giving more awards to sodomite Elton John, namely Disney giving him awards. Elton John's married to another man and they have two little boys. Oh, boy, what a surprise there. What a surprise there, friends. If you want to know why it's called an abomination, why don't you pay attention to the details that we give you on the show? Because we're constantly giving you the details as we're also condemning the crime and also making the finger apparent when making reference to the responsible party, which happens to be the American people. All of which we're highlighting right now is your sin finding you out, is what this is all about right now. Okay? I named the show today, Today's Conservatives Are Yesterday's Liberals, and I see that the numbers are down, of course, but it's true. Hey, folks, if they were the salt of the earth, they were to stop the putrefaction of society. Is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. If you look at Matthew 5:13, what does it tell us right after that? If they're not going to be the salt of the earth, that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. That's what they are. They're good for nothing. And we're going to get to more of that in just a moment. I mean, look what just took place, friends. Who is jamming the father of the vaccine back into the people's White House? It's the conservatives that aren't paying attention to the fact that what Donald says and what Donald does are two different stories. Because why? Because they don't want to judge men according to the word. Now, let me get back to this so I don't lose my train of thought. I want to get over to this because I was just highlighting the fact, writing piggyback on Elton John's new story of all the accolades that he's winning from Disney, who's been busted over and over and over again for child pornography amongst their employees and child trafficking. So it should come as no surprise that Disney's behind all of this. And then I picked it up here where Christian rapper defends criticism of a self-proclaimed Christian that's a sodomite. I don't know what version of the Bible he's reading, but I can tell you that every version condemns what he's trying to normalize. He's playing a very dangerous game. He apparently doesn't understand that the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature, and it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Now, it's also interesting that sin is sin throughout the Bible, and it's a transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. But notice that the Lord took special notice in giving definition to those that choose the life, Deuteronomy 30:19, to commit the act of sodomy, to go further than just calling it sin, but to then call it an abomination. This is an abomination. Then, going to the next point that I was beginning to tip into, back in the 80s and the 90s, folks, you had Jennifer Knapp. Remember her? Dan Hazelton. Jennifer Knapp came out of the closet when the mainstream media in 2005 started to push the agenda under George W. Bush, right? You know, the Christian president. Said the conservatives of the day, said the evangelicals of the day, because he professed Jesus, he's our man. And they put him right into office, right on cue, right? Once he started to push the agenda, Jennifer Knapp came out, Dan Hazelton came out, Vicky Beechings, she's a lesbian, Marsha Stevens, she is a lesbian. These are all on the professed Christian scene, friends. And remember Ray Bolts? He's a sodomite. And of course, they come out as wounded puppies, just saying, you know what, this is who the Lord made. No, that's not who the Lord made. King David said he was born in iniquity as well. But guess what the message is that Christ gives us? You must be born again, John 3:3. I mean, it's just ridiculous what people are evolving into because they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. What Bible, people, are we reading? Why do you think Jesus Christ was crucified? Because he was going around telling everybody what they wanted to hear? That the world was okay? No. He came into the world and he told them to repent. For their sin is before God. And if they go on in their sin, they're going to die in their sin. And they're going to go where sinners go. My goodness, people revise the Word of God. I deal with it all day long on social media platforms. They revise the Word all day long. And then people that don't take the time to read the Word for themselves the way that it commands us to, John 7:17, 2 Timothy 2:15, they then begin to advocate and parrot lawless agendas that work against God's people. Read Micah 3:5 when you get a moment. That's why you read the Bible, so you know the Scripture for yourself, okay? You know, it was Charles Spurgeon that said, the good soldier of Jesus Christ must not expect to find ease in this world. It is a battlefield. Neither must he reckon upon the friendship of the world, for that would be enmity against God. His occupation is war. The spotless purity of truth must always be at war with the blackness of heresy and lies. Is that right? Yeah, that's definitely right. I want to say this too, and I want you to listen carefully. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. 27:5 of Proverbs. I fear sometimes that in our endeavors to be sweet in disposition, beware of them, Beware of them, friends. Beware of smiling preachers, friends. Beware of smiling politicians, because they're already operating under counterfeit, fiend pretenses, okay? But I want you to listen carefully. A flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin, the Bible says. I fear sometimes in our endeavors to be sweet in disposition, we have not been strong in principle. Charity is a word that is greatly cried up nowadays, but often I mean that in trying to be courteous, we often become traitorous to Jesus Christ himself. Is that right? Yep, that's exactly where the professors are in America today. And this is exactly why you have those in the said Christian realm, these Christian artists that are dressed up as women holding Bibles that are in fact men. And this is all being advocated from federal and state governments. And it counters our law, friends. Why? Because the lawgiver never gave us the right to do it in the first place. Never in a million years. Nope, he hasn't. Which kind of piggybacks on my next point. I brought this up in part yesterday towards the end of the show. Did you see this? The federal DEI, changing topics, line upon line, precept upon precept, requires airlines now hire, listen carefully, airlines are now hiring paralyzed, deaf, blind, epileptic, mentally disabled, gay dwarves. Liberty One just reported this. I'll say it again. This is Delta, by the way. You know, during the pandemic, the worst airlines, without a doubt, at least in my experience, was Delta. I mean, they were acting like the Gestapo. But what I want to make concerning the topic is when you walk down the chute during that time, I remember Delta started to put posters up of two men snuggling up in the airplane. I'm here to tell you, CEO, we know you're a compromised, extorted criminal. We already know that. Everybody that's going along with this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, we already understand that you're being extorted, okay? But it'd be best for you to repent of that and come clean before the Lord and tell the American people what we already know, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, Luke 12:2. It's not like we're not getting it. That's all these businesses are doing today, is they're shooting themselves in the foot, metaphorically speaking. They're turning customers away from their businesses. It's not a common sense business model for anybody that's in business, but this is what you're seeing happening. Why? Because the federal government is extorting these men and telling them what they better do or not. Okay? But look at this. The airlines are now hiring paralyzed, deaf, blind, epileptic, mentally disabled, gay dwarves, said Liberty One. They're endangering your lives, Americans. I want to say it again. So when a plane goes down because of one of those that had been hired on that was not qualified concerning the safety of their customers, don't sit back and act like you don't know why it happened. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Well, 1-866-582-9933. Today's conservatives are, without a shadow of a doubt, yesterday's lawless. It's totally true. Look what just happened. Oh, my goodness. All of these, and I tell people, in spite of, look at on screen, the presidential candidates, over 1,000 candidates. Ballotpedia.org presidential candidates. Ballotpedia.org presidential candidates, right? Over 1,000 presidential candidates. And guess who you heard of, friends? Guess who you heard of? You heard of Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ryan Binkley, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie. Okay, that's what you heard of. That was the Republican side. All globalists. All of them. Oh, by the way, all teeing it up for Donald Trump. Just like I said they would, right? And here we are. Joe Biden, Dean Phillips, Marianne Williamson. Oh, my goodness. And guess who wins the Iowa caucus? No, you can't make it up. Oh, like this was some sort of surprise. Who put him into power? Who's meaning to put him back into office, friends? Is it the liberals? Or is it the said conservatives? There's no difference. Who's responsible for trying to get him back in office? I'm just curious. Somebody please tell me. 1-866- 582-9933. And see, here, people still don't understand what it means when I say what that of communist Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now do you perfectly understand it? All of these said candidates that came out beating up on Donald Trump, the above said, those that I just named, now they all bow out of the race, and then they turn and endorse the one that they were just allegedly beating up on. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Did anybody catch that? Yeah, I hope so, because what I want you to see is this real quick. The first 500 days of his administration, Donald Trump... as a matter of fact, this is former military Matt Agarist, who wrote, "Not coming for your guns? Since Parkland shooting, 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws under the majority of those that called themselves Republicans." Who am I talking about? The first 500 days of Donald Trump. Who's trying to put him back in the People's White House? Today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. Look at this. This is the mainstream media highlighting this, and I want you to see it for yourself so you can never accuse me of saying something that I didn't say. Okay? What does it say? This is the Washington Times. Planned Parenthood reports increase in government funding under who? Donald Trump. Wow. Wait a second. He was the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, he told us, right? Oh, yeah. Here's another one for you. Most haven't seen this, but again, who's wanting to put him back in the People's White House? Today's conservatives, right? This is Blade. This is WashingtonBlade.com. This is 3 years ago. It's not like you didn't have time to see this for yourself, but what does it say? It says Donald Trump. Trump retweets video praising himself as most pro-gay president. Did you see that? Am I being facetious? Yeah, because I'm dealing with people that have eyes, but they don't see. I'm dealing with people that have ears, but they don't hear, right? Jeremiah 5:20, 1. Yep, that's what I'm dealing with. And guess what? Just think about this. Over the last 3 years, all of what has been opened up onto the American people has been by none other than the father of the vaccine. And the father of the vaccine is the one the conservatives are bragging that we need back into the People's White House, apparently not seeing or hearing what he was responsible for under Operation Warp Speed. Now, did Donald Trump run away from that? Absolutely not. Donald Trump's latest delusion was, "I am the father of the vaccine." Bradley Dean is not making this up, folks. But if you want to know why you're in trouble, don't look at what you call the left, friends, which does not exist, because, again, they define out as criminals. The bottom line is, you have what you have when you have a left because of what you tolerate when you call yourselves the right. Because, folks, they are pathetic, to say the least. They truly are. Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Don't forget that Donald also was the one that was responsible for tripling funding to Muslim organizations in America, while at the same time simultaneously telling all of his worshipers, Acts 12:22, that he was building a brand new wall, which he never built, not one inch of a brand new wall. That's why you have Joe Biden. That's why you have illegal invasion taking place right now. And this was going on under Donald Trump. But because Donald said the opposite, you believed his lies more than you believed the word of God to understand when a country's under judgment. And so here we are, right? And making America great again, too. I'll just make one more point and we're going to move on here, because we're highlighting right now today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They absolutely are good for nothing. And I'm talking about today's conservatives that have no clue as to what they are supposed to do. Conservatism came out of that of Christ, friends. Jesus said, "You must be the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world in Christ," right? Not fraternizers. Here, look at this. Trump grants clemency. This means making America great again. Somehow or another, Trump grants clemency. It's not letting me pull it up, but you can see it behind how they're trying to fleece us for money here. Trump grants clemency to 143 criminals, a late night pardon before he exits office the very next day. Wow. Why would Trump grant clemency to 143 criminals in late-night pardon blast? How come he didn't want anybody to know about that? Isn't that insane? But again, who's putting him? Who wants him back in office, friends? Who wants him there? The conservatives do. Why? Because they have their head stuck in the sand. And see, when yesterday I was talking about these people are scarier than anybody else. Why? Because they think they know what they're talking about. No, these are the ones that say they don't believe the media, yet they're listening to Fox News all day long. And that's why they're parroting the likes of Donald Trump and his lies and his gossip, because that's what he is a bad gossip. He's embarrassing. He truly is. Let me do this before I change topics. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota in just a moment here. Go to Ballotpedia. I want you to cross-check everything I say to you. Listen to me again. I want you to cross-check everything I say to you. Go to Ballotpedia.org, presidential candidates, and tell me why is it that you're only hearing from the ones that the mainstream media puts up in front of your face? What about the other thousand that we haven't heard from? What about the other thousand candidates running for president that we haven't heard from, friends? Again, line that up to all the illegal censorship going on this show, across the boards. There we have it. Just wanted to let you know, friends, today's conservatives are without a shadow of a doubt yesterday's liberals. They should be ashamed, but they're not. They go on with a whore's forehead, and they keep pushing forth because they want to justify the unjustifiable Trump, right? We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Steve. What say you, my friend?
Well, I say that if people don't control their emotions will control them. And over the years, you know, I've been quite involved in the Republican Party. And then I was involved in the Constitution Party because I was a delegate for Michael Peroka back when he was running and the convention was out there in Valley Forge. But what I've noticed over the years is you can just whip up their conservatives' emotions and they'll destroy themselves. You know, you just sit there and say, well, you know, basically it's better to elect a Republican that'll betray you than lose to a Democrat that's going to betray you.
Yeah.
And you know what? They fall for it every time. Let's use Scott Jensen as an example. I mean, he was for red flag laws. I was at different events where we gave him a chance to get up and apologize for what he did. You know, I've been telling a lot of Republican leaders, I said, look, you owe us an apology for the lockdown. You owe us an apology. Why don't you get up there and say you're sorry and say you're going to stand up to the Democrats and actually do something? Well, Scott, you know, he campaigned so weak. You know, it doesn't matter that personally he's a nice guy, but he campaigned weak. We need somebody that will go and accomplish something, be a warrior for what's right. But both Scott Jensen and Trump have now said that they can't keep doing the pro-life thing. Well, if as bad as the Democrat Party has gotten, you can't sit there and make a sound argument of why murdering children through the abortion is bad, mutilating children through the transgender thing is bad, polluting their minds and destroying them emotionally through the lockdown and the horrible school system is bad. If they can't do that, then how bad does it need to get? Because, I mean, when things were, they spoke out louder when things weren't bad, as bad as today. But yep. As bad as what it's gotten, it should be a slam dunk. You should be able to sit there and, remember when Matt Wood had his truck driving around the state fair with all the images of the poor babies that were mutilated and ripped limb from limb by the abortionists, and they threw a fit over that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, that's what it looks like. That's what you need to see.
Hi, everyone. Mark Barden here.
Yep.
here at Saving
No, I got you, Steve. I got a hard break coming up on me. I thank you for your thoughts once again. I'm going to try to come back to something. I got to see if it's bleeped out here because I can't have expletives on the radio. But we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So let me just address a couple things here, and then I'm gonna highlight one more thing before the end of the show here today, okay? So going to live chat right now, I just seen somebody say, sick, I hate to be them on Judgment Day. Okay, you're still not listening to me. You're still not listening to the Word of God. Keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 7:2. This is our wisdom in the sight of the nations, that we don't tolerate crime. These are the commandments and precepts given unto us by the living God. When the church fails to be the law unto judgment, establishing righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15, what happens is what's happening here today. Okay, it's gone so far now where the evangelical pastors, as they call themselves, are condemning the sickening video portraying Trump as a messianic figure. Wait a second. Apparently, they're not sick of it enough because we just see, well, we're being told by the lying mainstream mockingbird media and their useful idiots once again, that he just won the Iowa caucus. And all of those that were beating up on Trump now just turned in promoted Trump. That's called pro wrestling at its very worst. Going back to my point, somebody said, I'd hate to be them on Judgment Day. Wait a second. Judgment Day you speak of as some sort of distant date that the Lord has appointed. In other words, when they expire, when they die. Okay? Anybody with a bit of common sense would say that if somebody commits a crime, you don't say, I hate to be them on Judgment Day when they meet God. No, you look to the law yourselves under God and say, I must bring judgment upon the heads of these evildoers. Isaiah 26:9 says, when thy judgments are in the world, the inhabitants will learn righteousness. Who's supposed to teach them that? Well, let me ask you this. Who's called to be the light of the world? Who is called to establish righteous judgment? John 7:24. Because it is the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. It's his very throne. Psalm 97:2. Because of the biblical illiteracy and the constitutional illiteracy in this country, people say such things as that. And I'm not backhanding my friends on live chat. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're still not listening to what I'm saying. If the 329.5 million people would pay attention to the details and the 86% did what the Lord told them to do, Donald Trump would be behind bars just like the Clintons, just like the Obamas, just like the Bushes. They would have never been. Because the church would have taught them the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 16:6, and what is that? In deterring them from the crime. How do you deter somebody from committing a crime? You show them that you are going to bring justice upon their lawlessness. To suggest that it's a distant date is the very reason they keep doing what they're doing. I can even give you a scriptural reference when I go to Ecclesiastes 8:11. What does it say? Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, let me add, by the church that's commanded by God to do so. What does it say? Therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Hey, I'll tell you what, folks, you look to other countries that don't commit crime, they don't have a problem with those crimes. The crime that you have here in America today is advocated by the very ones that are to uphold the law against it. So you have those that promise to uphold the law that are advocating lawlessness. They're daring the justice of God. And I want to say this, the accomplices, the apathetic and the tolerant that are adding strength to those tyrants, you're daring the justice of God by tolerating the crimes of those individuals. Because there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever as to the reason I am on the radio right now telling you that Donald Trump is being put, he's being teed up again to be put back in the People's White House when he is the one that has been, in fact, doing the exact opposite of what he promised to do. A guy said to me the other day, what is your fetish with Trump? I didn't know that I had a fetish with Trump. Trump has a fetish with me, and Trump has a fetish with lying to the people, and I don't like being lied to. I have children. I'm going to have grandchildren. You have children. You're going to have grandchildren. What are you going to tell them when you turn the other cheek to this? Huh? Because you don't have nothing to fear under Biden, because like Obama, he's just being who he is. And the people tolerated it. That's why you have a Biden. Okay, because you tolerated a Trump who never drained the swamp when he promised that he would drain the swamp. You have Biden today because Donald Trump didn't keep his promise of draining that swamp. He's the one that said he could take the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and do anything he wanted with it. What is he doing? He's on the campaign trail again, telling all the American people the treasonous acts of Joe Biden. Well, he knew that when he was the said president of corporate America, 1871. You understand? Hey, folks, in all of this, just ignore the 1,000 other presidential candidates. If you don't think for one moment that you are being deceived and lied to, if you think for one moment that the narrative is not being controlled, that's all you have to do is look at who they're constantly highlighting, Donald Trump. I know many of you blind, many of you deaf, Jeremiah 5:21, you believe that Donald's been under attack for the last 3 years. He is not. He's been promoted. That's exactly what this has been about. He hasn't lost money. He's gained and garnered millions of dollars off of the constituents that still refuse to see him for who he is. I want you also to consider January 6th and all those people that are sitting in jail right now. The mainstream media called this messianic figure. Donald Trump says his worshipers, Acts 12:22. Isn't it interesting? They called him the leader of the coup. But he's being pushed right back into office by the said conservatives of the day. What about the 1,000 other presidential candidates, Americans? What about the other 1,000 presidential candidates? Where are they? We didn't hear anything about them. We know you didn't, and you prove my point when we say this. Okay, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, what does it say, friends? I just want you to hear it. No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Are you paying attention to his works? Hey, folks, I wanted to show you this. I got 2 minutes left. Has anybody ever taken the time to watch? They'll come up in social media platforms. You can't not see them. Anybody ever taken the time to just watch maybe a minute or two of it? Donald Trump roasts. Has anybody seen the losers that were at Donald Trump's roast? Snoop Dogg and some of the most vile comedians known to mankind. And Donald Trump, what's he doing? He's sitting there laughing about all of it. You want to know why he's laughing? He's laughing at the stupidity of the American people that really believe that he's a Christian. And then, by the way, during Donald Trump's roast, has anybody taken the time to pay attention to the GDs that come out of his mouth and the F-words that come out of their mouths? I mean, put that up against Colossians 3:8 and James 1:26. I mean, or Ephesians 4:29. I mean, folks, 4:29. Just ignore what Scripture says and just keep listening to this guy. Because I'm here to tell you right now, under Joe Biden, under Barack Obama, they committed all their crimes blatantly in front of the American people, and the American people let them. I'm telling you this, you haven't seen nothing yet. And I've said this several times, but if you think times were dangerous then, you better pay attention to the guy they're trying to put back in the office right now, in spite of the 1,000 other presidential candidates. Remember, this is the guy that opened the floodgates to the pandemic over the last 3 years, that gave the helm over to Anthony Fauci, who all of Congress profited from buying or investing, most of them, investing into Big Pharma. Remember, this Donald Trump is the same guy that was praising the guy that's trying to establish a Fourth Reich, saying he's doing a good job, speaking of Klaus Schwab. That is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what's coming to this country. Because the more this man is promoted, the more idolatry we see. And when we see and find idolatry throughout Scripture, judgment is imminent. Judgment lingers. It increases, it doesn't decrease. It increases, it doesn't decrease. And I would challenge everybody to take out their Bible and read Leviticus 26, start in verse 15. Go to the end of the chapter to 46. Also go to Deuteronomy 28, start in 15, go all the way to 63. Folks, we're in for it. Times aren't as dangerous as they're going to be when this man, or if this man, gets back into office. Rest assured, remember you have been warned, because here at the Sons of Liberty, we're going to hold to the Word of God, regardless if you like it or not. That's being a faithful witness that delivers souls. Also read Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Friends, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. And it's the truth that makes men free. That's why we preach it from the pulpit 6 days a week, from the morning show and the afternoon show. See ya.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org
and find out how you can become one in a million.